Listen to a discussion in a psychology class.
This week we've been reading about dreams. For the discussion section, I asked you to consider the following question. How can humans interpret their dreams to promote understanding about the self? What did you all come up with?
I found that Freud actually had a set of processes that he said are responsible for making dreams so incoherent sometimes. But by understanding the processes, it would supposedly be easier for people to understand what their dreams mean.
You know, I don't find that surprising at all. Freud was one of the first to study sleep and dreams, and to this day he remains a big influence in the field. Anyway, can you describe the processes that Freud came up with?
If I remember correctly, the first is, condensation. The idea is that sometimes in dreams, ideas or people or events will be condensed into a single dream image.
Good. Do you all understand that? An example of condensation is when you dream of a character that looks like your dog, but has the voice of a childhood friend. How about the second process?
The second process is called displacement. It's when the dreamer redirects emotions or actions to a seemingly unrelated image. Like if a person was angry at their friend, he might dream about breaking a possession dear to the friend instead of actually hurting the friend.
That's a great example. If you all are clear on that, I'd like to move on to the third process, symbolization. This process is tricky because it pretty much requires that people interpret their dreams on a symbolic level and not a literal level.
I'm not sure I understand. Does it mean that nothing in dreams can be taken at face value?
More or less. It's pretty, it's hard to apply this idea considering that so many people will have so many different subjective views on symbolism in their dreams. So I'm not so sure that it's realistic to expect people to have any real use for symbolism. But, well, maybe you all disagree. Would someone care to share the symbolic meaning of a dream they once had?
One time I had a dream that I was waiting at a stoplight, and it seemed like forever that I was waiting there. So finally, I just got fed up and started driving without waiting for the light to turn green. I just went. It didn't even matter if there were police around.
Interesting. So the literal meaning of that dream is that you have no respect for laws. But what do you think the symbolic meaning is?
I realized I was just feeling restless at the time. It was right before the semester was about to start, and I just wanted to go already.
Good. So that should help you understand Freud's idea of symbolization now, okay? So on to the last process, secondary elaboration.
Isn't that when the dreamer adds logic and details to a dream they've had?
Yep, and Freud suggested that if you want to capture a dream without elaboration, try to record the dream as soon as you wake up, before you embellish it with logical details.
18. What is the lecture mainly about? Nineteen. What does the professor imply when she says this?
Freud was one of the first to study sleep and dreams, and to this day he remains a big influence in the field.
Twenty. Listen again to part of the discussion, then answer the question.
That's a great example. If you all are clear on that, I'd like to move on to the third process, symbolization. This process is tricky because it pretty much requires that people interpret their dreams on a symbolic level and not a literal level.
I'm not sure I understand. Does it mean that nothing in dreams can be taken at face value?
Why does the student say this?
Does it mean that nothing in dreams can be taken at face value?
Why does the student discuss his dream? 22. What is the professor's attitude toward examining dream symbols? 23. What happens during the process of secondary elaboration?